consortium of CFOs opposes plans to reintroduce Bill 7. More stakeholders look forward to a realistic national address tomorrow. In international news, Human Rights Watch denounces waves of arrests of online content creators in Egypt and enforced Zambia under-17 national football team midfielder Mapalo Simute upbeat ahead of the opening match against South Africa.
And now, the Power FM News. FM Lusaka is your number one hit station. We offer competitive rates to help you grow your business and brand both locally and internationally. Contact marketing on plus 260-961-690-486. Celebrate your business, power, and one day see FM Lusaka. Number one hit station. Number one hit station. And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Abigail Trassis. A 53-year-old woman of Lusaka's Mississippi compound, identified as Maureen Zulu, died on the spot during a food stampede that left several others injured and hospitalized. The incident happened during an almsgiving event held at Kamala's Gausia Mosque in Lusaka. The incident happened early this week as hundreds of would-be beneficiaries, predominantly from Mississippi compound, pushed and shoved as they impatiently waited for the gates of the mosque to open so as to secure the coveted 10 kg bag of breakfast meal. When the gates opened, an uncontrollable rush for the limited commodity resulted in a stampede that left the deceased with fatal head injuries as she bled from the ears and nose, while several other victims were left injured and received treatment from the nearby Kamala Urban Clinic. And Kamala Ward Councillor Mainda Simata, who has confirmed the incident, has described it as unfortunate and has promised to engage the organizers to enhance safety measures as they carry out their charitable causes. A consortium of 14 civil society organizations working around governance have strongly objected plans to reintroduce to Parliament the Constitution Amendment Bill 7. This follows the remarks by Speaker of the National Assembly, Nelly Muti, that traditional leaders across the country want Bill 7 to be reintroduced in the National Assembly in the next parliamentary session following its withdrawal after a widespread rejection by stakeholders. Speaking on behalf of the consortium, Chapter 1 Foundation Acting Executive Director, Mwamba Ngoma Milambo, said the position of the consortium remains unchanged, adding that any constitutional amendment approach perceived as circumventing proper procedures or lacking broad-based engagement may undermine the trust of Zambians. Mrs. Milambo therefore calls on President Hakainde Hichilema to use the opening of Parliament tomorrow to assure citizens that constitutional reforms will be broad-based and in line with the pronouncements from the Constitutional Court as expected by rule of law principles. She further reiterated that transparency and genuine consultation remain crucial in any legislative processes, especially one that speaks to the supreme law of the country. The opposition National Restoration Party, NARED, has accused the ruling UPND of paying more attention to the former ruling Patriotic Front than addressing the needs of the Zambian people. NARED Secretary General Martin Mlenga says the last 4 years of the UPND government has been full of vengeance on the PF as opposed to addressing key issues such as the high cost of living, load shedding and the struggling economy, among others. Speaking in an interview with Power FM, Mr. Mlenga is saddened by reports suggesting that Zambia ranked 6th as poorest country in the world despite being endowed with vast natural resources and favorable climate weather. He stressed that government must urgently introduce policies to effectively harness the country's resources, particularly gold, to improve economic conditions for ordinary citizens.
And the UPND, this problem that the Zambian people we find ourselves into, they've wasted their opportunity. They've spent 4 years talking PF, as if PF was Zambia. If you take PF members, you put them into Yellow Stadium, there are not even 60,000 members. Zambia, we are 19.6 million, not 20 million. They would pay much of their energy, they would get their energy on the PF as if PF is Zambia. We have to tell the UPND, Lungu does not qualify. Has that brought back electricity in this country? Has that brought back the prices of millennial? Okay, Lungu does not qualify. Now that he's gone, what have they done?
As President Hakainde Hichilema prepares to open the fifth session of the 13th National Assembly tomorrow, more stakeholders have shared their expectations for his address. Many citizens are hopeful that the President's speech will provide realistic solutions to pressing national challenges. The Center for Trade Policy and Development, CTPD, has urged Parliament to use this session to strengthen health financing. CTPD says nearly half of Zambians lack access to essential health services, and health taxes on products like tobacco, alcohol and sugary drinks could provide sustainable revenue while improving public well-being. The organization cited examples from Rwanda, South Africa and Kenya, where similar measures have saved lives, reduced harmful consumption and funded vital services. CTPD says prioritizing public health financing would not only build stronger communities but also enhance Zambia's long-term economic resilience. Meanwhile, Local Government Association of Zambia Eastern Province Vice President Maxon Nkoma says Zambians are particularly looking forward to clear interventions in the energy, agriculture and local governance sectors. Mr. Nkoma emphasizes that people want solutions that directly touch their daily lives rather than political rhetoric. He adds that the head of state's address should inspire hope while outlining concrete measures to ease the challenges citizens are facing.
As the President prepares to officially open Parliament tomorrow, the people of Zambia are expecting that his address will focus on issues that are directly affecting their lives on a day-to-day. Citizens are looking for solutions, not rhetoric, and therefore the address must inspire hope and outline concrete measures. Below are some of the key issues that we expect that the President will address. Energy sector. The ongoing electricity crisis has negatively impacted the economic growth, resulting in both domestic and industrial setbacks. Many businesses, small and scale alike, have been closed. Due to prolonged power outages, Zambians have been subjected. It is my hope that the President will use this opportunity to highlight key measures that his government is putting in place to ensure they address this matter. When we come to the agricultural sector, we expect that the President will make mention of key reforms in the agriculture sector, particularly to do with farmer input support program.
The Community Action Against Corruption, CAAC, has criticized the decision by Director of Public Relations, Public Prosecutions, I beg your pardon, Gilbert Piri, to appeal the sentencing of former Kwacha MP Joseph Malanji and former Treasury Secretary Fred Sonyamba while ignoring lighter sentences in the Suji Light scandal. CAAC Executive Director Brighton Tembo says the move fuels public perceptions that the fight against corruption is selective and inconsistent. He noted that the stance also contradicts an earlier position by the Drug Enforcement Commission and reflects poor coordination among key institutions like DEC, ACC and the DPP's office. Mr. Tembo has urged authorities to adopt a consistent and transparent approach in corruption cases, warning that the current trend risks suggesting hidden motives rather than genuine justice.
The decision by the Director of Public Prosecutions, Gilbert Piri, to appeal the sentencing of Joseph Malanji and Fred Sonyamba without showing similar interest in appealing the 5-month sentencing of those who are involved in looting and plundering Suji Light in Lwapa province is an exposure of double standards currently obtaining in the fight against corruption. Because if you look at this, it has removed the doubt, even in those people who are doubting that this fight is selective. And we are also surprised that these law enforcement agencies, they are issuing contradictory statements, because they only last week the director of public the director at the Drug Enforcement Commission hinted that they will not appeal the sentencing of Joe Malanji and Fred Sonyamba based on the fact that DEC is only interested in convictions. The courts are mandated to sentence. That is okay. But the DPP has issued another statement. So you can see that there is no proper coordination between these institutions because they have to speak the same language. Then we can see that this fight, if it continues like this, then it has motives beyond corruption fight itself.
In the past few months, Egyptian authorities have arrested at least 29 people who created content for social media, accusing them of indecency and undermining family values. Human Rights Watch says the charges are vague and that arrests are numerous. Since July 2025, Egyptian authorities have cracked down on social media content published in the country, notably through